The use of improvised anti-personnel mines poses a grave threat to civilians, particularly in conflict-affected regions. These insidious weapons indiscriminately maim and kill innocent men, women, and children, inflicting lasting physical and psychological harm. They disrupt livelihoods, impede socioeconomic development, and hinder efforts to achieve sustainable peace and security. As we gather here today, representing various nations, organizations, stakeholders, we unite under a common goal: to confront and mitigate the devastating humanitarian consequences caused by improvised anti-personnel mines. Compliance with these legal instruments is essential to preventing further human suffering and fostering a safer, more secure world for all. I therefore urge all states that are not parties to the convention to strive towards the ratification of the convention. This conference serves as a vital platform for dialogue, collaboration, and action. We come together with a shared commitment to safeguarding human lives, protecting communities, and advancing peace and stability in our regions. It is imperative that we confront the menace of improvised anti-personnel mines with unwavering determination and collective effort. May our deliberations be fruitful, our actions impactful, and our resolve unwavering as we work together to address the humanitarian impact of improvised anti-personnel mines in order to build a future of peace, prosperity, and dignity for all.